good afternoon and welcome to the Proclaiming His Name podcast on the campus of Washington Liberty High School here in Arlington, Virginia. I'm here with six of our club members here. We are the Christian Club, and I am your sponsor. I am the sponsor of the club. My name is Mr. Barnes, and I'm also one of the teachers here at the school. And I would like everybody to introduce themselves, say your grade, and say your name, please, and give a brief quip about why you're here, starting down here on the end with our senior.
Hi, my name is John. I'm a 12th grade senior, and I'm here to be, in general, for Christian Club. I'm here for a more consistent practice of faith and more fellowship.
Thank you very much, John. Let's go ahead on to our one of our co-presidents.
Hello, I'm Jennifer. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm here to spend time with Christians, with fellowship. That's Christians.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's move on down to our next participant today.
My name is Elohim. My name is Elohim. I'm a junior, I guess I'm here because I want to find more brothers in Christ.
That's awesome. You found at least four or five more here, probably that you didn't know were here at the beginning of the year. So welcome and thank you for coming on the show today. Let's move on to our other co-president here.
Hi, my name is Marone. I'm a junior here at WNL. And I'm here, well, because I'm the co-president, but also just to grow in Christ and to build a community at the school.
That is a very, very awesome statement and goal, and I admire that from all of you, from the both of the presidents, definitely, but from all of you here. Moving on to the next participant today.
Hello, I'm Eliana Snyder, and I'm in 10th grade, and I'm at Christian Club to discuss the Lord and grow my faith.
Thank you very much. Wonderful, wonderful. And finally, our freshman.
Hello, I am Ethan. I'm a freshman, and I'm here to just be around Christian people at least once a week.
That's right. We appreciate you. We appreciate you very much. Even though you are a freshman, you sound like Colin Powell. No, just moving on. Let's go move on to our topic today. I'll just start off with a brief moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask you in the name of Jesus to help us have great fellowship and really discuss these topics, and let it be relevant to the things that you want us to know, and let us grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding of you and your word and your kingdom above all things. In your son Jesus' name we pray, giving thanks always. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so our first topic for today is, how have you seen God work in your experiences? Or in your life experiences? I know when we did our rehearsal, I gave a couple examples, and we all did, actually. And so let's just go ahead and dive into that. I'm going to start over here with Eliana.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eliana, go ahead and start us off with, how have you seen God work in your life experiences?
Okay.
Wait, quickly. Feel free to jump in if you want to add a little something to comment here. This is not a linear type of conversation. Everybody can talk. We're just here having a conversation. So go ahead and get it started.
Okay, well, one of the things that I consistently pray for to God is about peace and my relationships with my family and friends. And I feel like at the beginning of this year, I was kind of in a tumultuous state where I was not sure what I was doing, not sure who I was around, and just trying to figure things out. But as the years progressed, I feel like my relationships with my friends and my relationships with my family members have truly like grown and become stronger. And even though they're not perfect, of course, they've definitely become better. And I'm really grateful for that. And I feel like looking back, it's definitely because I've been praying about it consistently and constantly looking for that peace and happiness in those aspects of my life.
That's awesome. Giving everything to God in prayer and then seeing Him answer those prayers, it sure builds your faith, and it makes you and you really see that peace that you're seeing, that you said you've wanted to have in your life among your family members. That is something that seems to be within our grasp of most of the time, but it just seems to be a little bit out of our reach. I know I experience the same things, so I thank you for sharing that. And it's a wonderful thing that you see God working in your life that way, because family, without family, I mean, that's your foundation. So, all right. Anybody else want to jump in? Who wants to jump in here? John, how have you seen God work in your life or your life experiences?
How I've seen God work in my life is through, first of all, values, habits, and second of all, life perspective. Values and habits, I value more the small things, because the small things sort of lead up to the big things in a day-to-day life. As well with habits that used to be more self-gaining now are becoming more providing for everyone else as well around me, including my family specifically.
Sounds like you've gained a spirit of altruism, where you just do good things just for the sake of doing good things, which is what the word says. You know, who is it? The Apostle James says, "Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works," and how your works are a byproduct of your faith. The things that you do, that once God has filled you with His Holy Spirit, and you become a disciple, you become someone who wants to be like Christ, then all of a sudden you start doing things differently, start operating differently. And that's what it sounds like you're saying, is that you have changed your way of thinking and operating from a self-serving mindset to a servanthood, a servant mindset, which means you basically are more concerned with others than yourself. Like the word says, consider others above yourself. So, all right, let's go. Let's move on to Jennifer. What do you have to say about this topic here today?
I have to definitely say that God's helped me, like, grow in my confidence and to be more more sure of myself. And I've seen that I've become, like, more confident than I used to be. And one of those examples was, like, forming this club and, like, gathering all these people, which was something that I thought would never happen. Hmm. But God worked through it. And it wasn't me. It was really him.
And he's still working. He's still working.
He's still working.
I mean, this is when you have seven here today, and really there's about, it started off with two, and now you're up to about at least a dozen. They're not here consistently, but they're here and there. They get in when they can, but there's about 12, there's about five or six more people that I've seen come through here. And so the courage that you've found through God in your life, and you know the word says that, you know, he does not give us a spirit of fear. Because I know earlier when we were rehearsing, you said that I was so afraid and this, that, and the other, and then now you say, and now I really see what you're saying in your example, is that it really makes the Bible come alive about this, about that word where it says he has not given us a spirit of fear but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that sound mind is knowing that, wait a minute, he who's in me is greater than he's in the world. And so what am I doing? Why am I afraid to do this? Be courageous and do it like Joshua. And so, all right, Elohim.
Okay, well, I've seen God work in my life many times, and too many to count. I would say that I feel like I've dealt with God many times before, and most times they're good. Sometimes they don't really work out the way I want them to work out. But, you know, at the end, it is life, and it's not how I want them to work out accordingly to me, but to God's plan. But I would say that God has definitely worked a lot, and I could name a time such as me getting I've been in many accidents in my life, and there was this one life-threatening accident that I had when I was about 7 years old, and I genuinely thought I wasn't gonna live anymore after that day. But I ended up waking up in the hospital. I was in a coma for a couple days. And my mom told me that the doctor said that it wasn't going to end well. But she said that she was going to be praying. And I put my faith in her. I put my faith in my mom. And seeing her after the accident was it was a tough one. So I could definitely say that God pulled her through, and he definitely pulled me through as well. And I can thank him for that.
That's fantastic. That's a fantastic experience right there. I know from my own personal experiences that you see God working when all the experts say, oh no, this is not going to work, not turn out well, and then all of a sudden God overrules humanity. His kingdom overrules the kingdom of this world. And so God says, no. You can say whatever you want, but this child is going to be healed. This person is going to be exalted. This person is going to be brought back from wherever they were supposed to go. They were supposed to go down into the pit. No. I'm going to bring them up, and they're going to be able to give me glory. And that's exactly what you've done. Thank you. Marome.
So I liked what John was talking about when discussing like the small things and the big things that God has done in our lives. And I've mentioned earlier for like the practice podcast on how God has consistently answered all my small prayers. I mean, this morning I had to talk to Jennifer about something that was going to happen later on today, an event that we were going to go to. And I don't have any classes with her, so I was praying that I could see her on my way to class early this morning, because sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And I prayed. It was a very quick prayer as I was walking down the stairs. By the time I got down there, Jennifer was there, and I was just so shocked, because not only did he answer it, but how quickly it was and how the answer was, I mean, the prayer was answered right in front of my face. But a big thing, or a big prayer that I remember wanting God to answer was, it was in quarantine, and my family had gone through a lot of financial struggle. I think a lot of families had during quarantine and the COVID pandemic. So I remember praying, and it was the dream. I don't know, do we have time to go in depth in all this?
Doesn't appear so. The battery is down to one again, so we gotta hustle.
Well, essentially, just to wrap things up, God had answered my prayers and given us financial relief. And it was such a huge, dramatic change in our lives that I will never forget it.
Mm. Well, we might only have time to get to this one topic today, because these batteries don't seem to be helping us out. So I'll make sure that next week we'll be ready and prepared. But let's try to get to these last two. Eliana, you want to go ahead and give us a quick little experience about where you saw God working in your life?
Okay. Well, at the beginning of this year, I was going through like a tumultuous period of change where I was trying to adjust to the beginning of the school year, and my relationships with my family and friends weren't the best, and I was just unsure of who I was going to be surrounded with and what I was going to do for the rest of the year. But as I continued to pray for peace and strength and like care and love through my relationships, I saw those prayers answered through the rest of the year.
Sounds like God gave you the wisdom to navigate those relationships and make them better. That's awesome.